Welcome back to my podcast. I know it's been a while since I've uploaded anything, but I think I got a fantastic landmark that I want to share about with you. This time I'll be talking about the St. Peter and Paul Cathedral in Paramaribo. The Cathedral Basilica of St. Peter and Paul, also called St. Peter and Paul Cathedral, is a wooden Roman Catholic cathedral, and it's located in the center of the capital city of Paramaribo. Just to give a little bit history, the Catholic congregation in the city originally used a church adapted in 1826 from a Dutch Jewish theater built in 1809. As the years passed, the church became too small for the growing number of Catholics in the city. In 1882, the diocese decided to build the cathedral. It was consecrated in 1885. But the towers were not completed until 1901. A major restoration was completed in 2010, and the cathedral was reopened. The cathedral was designated as a minor basilica by Pope Francis in 2014. Don't forget, I also made a video about this cathedral on my YouTube channel, Soul Suriname. You can find it on YouTube. Just click on search in Soul Suriname, you'll find my videos there. In the video, I entered the wooden building and give you a glimpse inside of how it is. It's very grand, very large, and this cathedral is the largest wooden building in the Western Hemisphere. Just to give you an idea, I want to talk about the measurements. So this building is 59.1 meters long, 14.6 meters in height in the main hall, 16.5 meters wide, and in the towers it's 44 meters high. As I was saying, it's the largest wooden building in the Western Hemisphere, and it can seat up to 900 people. It has three bells in the West Tower. The bells have names. The smallest one is Alphonsius, and it weighs 222 kilograms. The middle one is named Rosa, and it weighs 413 kilograms. And the biggest bell is named John, and it weighs 827 kilograms. It also has a pipe organ. The pipe organ was constructed in Germany and originally contained 1550 pipes. Many of these pipes, however, have been stolen over the years, resulting in a value of only 400 euros for the organ. However, after restoration, it is expected to have a value of around 10 million euros. Isn't that grand? Something to think about for just the organ. So I think this is one of the greater landmarks in the city of Paramaribo, and it is definitely something that you should check out when you visit Paramaribo. As you know, I want nothing better, nothing more than to convince you to visit Suriname. So I'll also be showing pictures and videos on my YouTube channel, and I will be talking about various landmarks that you can visit in Suriname when you arrive. I would like this podcast to be very interactive. If you have certain interests, you could let me know. I will visit these places. If you have heard of something, I could also research it for you. Go visit people who know and talk about those things. So this was the podcast regarding the St. Peter and Paul Cathedral in Paramaribo. I hope I piqued your interest a little bit, and please look forward to the next podcast. I think the next time I'll be talking about some juicy slave stories that happened in Suriname. So be on the lookout for the next podcast. And remember, visit Suriname, the green pearl of South America.